February was a wonderful month here at Biola University, filled with a lot of celebration. Right now I'm standing in the new facility of the Biola University Center for Christian Thought. And what an appropriately beautiful space this is for all the God-honoring scholarly collaboration that's going to take place right here. We dedicated the center on February 6th, and the inaugural semester is now underway with our first 8 research fellows, joined by world-renowned scholars Nicholas Walterstorff, Alvin Plantinga, currently exploring the topic Christian Scholarship in the 21st Century, Prospects and Perils. I couldn't be more grateful for this center getting underway. I truly thank God for his provision through the generosity of the John Templeton Foundation, whose $3 million gift will fund the first 3 years of this center's important work. I began the month of February in Washington, D.C. I was at a conference of Christian college presidents. While I was in Washington, I had the opportunity to meet with one of our alumni, Senator John Thune, who many of you may know, 1983 graduate and former basketball player at Biola. I also spent some time with Congresswoman Linda Sanchez and a representative from Senator Dianne Feinstein's office. I was there because several government issues have emerged recently, which will certainly have implications for us at Biola as well as for Christian higher education. I spoke of these while in Washington, there on the Hill. One is college affordability, an issue that's close to our heart here, and one that I know matters to so many of our students and their families. Therefore, it matters to us. In a State of the Union address on January 24th, President Obama placed the national spotlight on the need for college affordability. At the same time, I want you to know that Biola University has been working to address the issue of affordability. We're striving to reduce students' debt and financial sacrifice. In each of the past few years, our tuition increases have been kept to historically low rates, and a university-wide task force has been established to identify ways to limit costs without compromising quality. Our university plan identifies affordability as one of the priorities in the years to come. I also applaud the work of many teams helping us, as well as the lobbying efforts to protect state and federal financial aid. We're monitoring at the state and federal levels any legislation that may cut back on student funding. The other prominent issue is the controversy which has been mounting over federal regulations that would require religious employers to offer full contraception coverage, including the so-called morning after pill and the week after pill, in their insurance plans. As president of Biola, I'm going to continue to stand with other leaders, including Christian college presidents, against government intrusion on religious freedom. Additionally, Biola University will continue to affirm the biblical teaching on the sanctity of human life and our position that life begins at conception. The Year of the Arts at Biola burst into full bloom this past month, and among many highlights thus far in the semester was a visit from poet and cultural critic Dana Gioia. As a former chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts and the current professor of poetry and public culture at USC, Mr. Gioia gave 3 sterling messages on the value of the arts for people of faith, addresses that will not soon be forgotten. Biola's conservative music staged the opera Dialogues of the Carmelites, the powerful and true story of 16 Carmelite nuns who were martyred during the Reign of Terror in France. What a tremendous accomplishment by our gifted vocalists and musicians, led by Gene Robison and Marlon Owen. I sat beside a well-known artist who wept during the final scene. Powerful. We also enjoyed the rare privilege of the museum-quality exhibit in our art gallery of 20th century British art, generously provided by our visionary in residence, Mrs. Roberta Amundson. Biola also hosted a significant conference this month, the annual Student Congress on Racial Reconciliation. This was the 16th annual National SCORE Conference, and the theme this year was a house of prayer for all peoples, drawing from Isaiah chapter 56. The SCORE Conference defined what all peoples means for us today. They said, for our times, all peoples encompasses the ethnically and socioeconomically diverse, the immigrant, the urban, suburban, and rural community, the global and international community. The conference addressed the question, how might our Christian colleges and universities reflect this house of God as a house for all peoples? This is an especially relevant theme as we observed Black History Month at Biola through a number of events, including messages by Mark Whitlock and Ricky Temple in our chapel. Finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Biola's 104th birthday. Biola celebrated with Spirit Week from February 19th to 25th, and we had a tweet hunt in which students turned to Twitter for scavenger hunt clues. I'll be having lunch with one of the winners later this semester. There are special chapels and festivities all week, culminating in a tailgate birthday party before the basketball game on Biola's birthday, February 25th. God has been good for all of time, and in these last 104 years, he has shown his goodness to Biola. Before I sign off, let me introduce this month's 50 at 50 category. I began this as I turned 50 a couple of months ago, every month just sharing the top 50 of different categories that people have given me advice on. In January, we shared with you a list of 50 films. This month, we're sharing a list of 50 poems to stir my soul. My task is to read all 50 of these poems and love to hear your take on them as you make your way through the list if you choose to do so. Leave me a comment on Facebook or tweet your thoughts to me. Be sure not to miss the poem by Dana Gioia, who was with us just a few weeks ago. So thanks for joining in for these last few minutes to get a little bit of a snapshot of what's happening here at Biola University. Lots of exciting things going on. I so appreciate your support. You're praying for us. You're standing with us. You're being part of this community. So stay tuned. The best is yet to come.